This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban announced Monday they had conquered the northern Panjshir Valley. The takeover ended the only armed resistance to their rule in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement, in part, the victory brings an end to the war across the nation. The Taliban media team released several videos of their takeover of Panjshir and said, and the raising of the Taliban flag at government buildings in the province Monday. But opposition forces, known as the National Resistance Front and led by Commander Ahmad Massoud, denied the Taliban claim in a Facebook post by Ali Massam Nazari, their head of foreign relations. Mutinous soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea have detained President Alpha Conde in an apparent coup d'etat. A video of the president in military custody was released after hours of heavy gunfire broke out Sunday near the presidential palace in the capital. An army colonel also seized the public airwaves, telling the nation that Conde's government is dissolved and the constitution is invalid. The defense ministry initially claimed the attack had been thwarted. Conde had been in power for more than a decade, but saw his popularity plummet after he sought a third term last year, saying that the term limits did not apply to him. In Thailand's worst coronavirus surge yet, lockdown measures have reduced what little Bangkok's have-nots had to zero. Their plight has given rise to volunteer groups working to ensure the poorest survive. For Thun Nai, the bag of rice, canned fish, and other staples he received meant not going hungry when his construction site was shut down. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.